USA Radio News with Wendy King.
National Security Advisor John Bolton has been fired with reactions from one top Trump administration official. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he's never surprised by anything the president does, including announcing the dismissal of Bolton via Twitter. But Pompeo isn't unhappy with the move, clearly by steaming ahead with the White House briefing that was supposed to include Bolton. The questions included the notion of chaos in carrying out foreign policy.
These have been the president's policies. We give him our best wisdom, but I don't think any leader around the world should make any assumption that because someone of us departs, that President Trump's foreign policy will change in a material way.
The president says a replacement will be named next week. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 74 points, the S&P up 1, and the NASDAQ down 3. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Democrats are back working to pass laws on gun control. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said the vast majority of gun owners and Republicans support background check legislation, and President Trump now has an opportunity to lead.
The president can provide Republicans with important political cover to finally buck the NRA, save lives, and do the right thing.
But Majority Leader Mitch McConnell isn't budging from his position.
We do, in fact, await word from the White House about what the president is willing to sign. That's important to a lot of my members. It also, at the risk of repeating the history lesson, is the only way we will get a law.
The man convicted of crashing his car into a crowd that was protesting a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia in 2017 has been ordered to pay more than $75,000 to some of the wounded. A federal court released the restitution agreement for James Fields on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A certain TV host is getting a second chance. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
Billy Bush is returning to TV as host of Extra, 3 years after a Trump Hollywood access tape controversy led to his firing. Bush joined CBS this morning and shares some advice he was given from a rather well-known relative.
Didn't George W. Bush, your cousin, call you? What did he say to you?
He called me and said, "You're not laying in bed, are you?"
Were you in bed?
And I was like, I got out of bed. No! Why would I be laying in bed? And I was mad. Should I do this? Should I do that? I'm so mad. I should fight back. I should... And he said, "Nope. Just, you know, take what they give you and walk away and work on you."
Bush's first show on Extra was Monday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Researchers are now considering a possible link between height and type 2 diabetes risks. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more details.
This study finds shorter people have a greater risk of developing type 2 diabetes. The study looked at more than 2,500 Germans, finding that the risk of the disease fell by 30% for each 3-inch increase in height. The researchers believe the link could be related to lower amounts of liver fat in tall people. The study was published in the journal Diabetologia. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.